Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And for a team that everybody would have been thrilled to have at 7-7 through 14 games, at least it certainly would have seemed that way prior to the season. The sky is falling in Berea. People coming out of the woodwork to take shots at this team, this organization, and certainly the quarterback of the Browns right now, Johnny Manziel. And our question to you is, what's your reaction to what Bernie Kosar and Tim Couch said? Do you agree? Do you disagree what they said about this organization? Pam Oliver's comments on Manziel and players not slapping hands when he was introduced. Now, there are videos out there that show that was not the case. But why are people so anti-Johnny Manziel? He had one game where he was shut out. You know who else was shut out in their first start as a rookie? Troy Aikman. And I'm pretty sure people in Dallas are happy that Troy Aikman was there. Not saying he's going to have that kind of career, but I am interested why people are so happy to see him struggle. And we're going to find out about, you know, playing out the season. We talked about that at length yesterday with Terrence West, with Jim Leonard, and of course, with my man Matt Wilhelm, who has experience from being in the National Football League. So we're going to get into all that stuff, but we got a lot to get to. It is Mailbag Wednesday. We'll also hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. His press conference will air at 2 p.m. on the show. We'll get into our Browns mailbag at 1:45. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but we are off and running. Let's start with what Bernie Kosar said yesterday and what Tim Couch said today, basically that, you know, this organization does not support anybody. It's been 15 years of watching the same thing repeat itself over and over. The biggest thing that frustrates me is the lack of commitment and loyalty to let a coach see it out and a quarterback play it out. And Bernie Kosar saying similar things, that this organization is set up to fail. They don't have the resolve. It's an uneducated front office, et cetera. Matt, your initial reactions, and why in your mind is this happening right now? Why are people coming out to just get on him?
Well, three consecutive losses is a lot of the reason why this is coming out right now. And I think this is Bernie's comments, first and foremost, I believe, may be a reverberation of the streets and his experience. And when I say the streets, I mean the fan, the common Browns fan, of the disgust of the last three football games and the frustration of what we thought we were going to be at this point in the football season, and how, again, we've fallen flat on our face. And so it's very tough to see. And I think Tim Couch might have been inspired by the Bernie comments and held very similar sentiments, and therefore he came out as well because he was actually a part of this the last 15 years that has been oh so wrong, but yet played here for 5 years, and his heart is here as a Cleveland Brown, the same way that Bernie's is as a legend. And I think they might just feel like they have the platform to do so and to be heard. But my thing is their intentions to create an uproar by the fans that, you know, essentially buy tickets to and watch the football games each and every Sunday, or is their intentions to inspire Jimmy Haslam to do everything all over again? Because again, if there's uneducated people in their mind at pinnacle positions in this organization, by removing them now and bringing in someone else, they're doing the same. They're recreating the same process that the Browns have gone over and over again. And I think it's the culture change that we all have felt, the culture change that we all have seen, and I think the winning attitude that has changed around here, and more so than that, competitive nature of this building and of what we see on a majority of the time on Sunday by this football organization is what leads me to know that things are headed in the right direction.
I think so too, and I think it's the same thing though. You're criticizing people 14 games into their first go round, so I don't think we really even know what Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, we've seen, and I think positive things, and yet they're saying it's the same old organization. See, I feel like the organization has moved in a little bit of a different direction. Now, Tim Couch is doing it from the perspective of a quarterback, and he's saying the biggest thing that frustrates me is the lack of commitment and loyalty to let a coach see it out and a quarterback play it out. Every quarterback will have up and downs no matter who it is, he said. It's a tough league. He said committing to Hoyer after the Falcons would have put to bed all the talk and speculation. Without commitment, the pressure can be suffocating. Something he said he was unaware of when he played, but understands now that he looks back at it. Said Couch, I think Brian is a pretty good player. A solid player. Given the right situation, I think he could be a really good player. Put him on a team with the defense around him and a solid running game and weapons on the outside, I think he can be a good player. I was on board with him. He made good decisions for so long. He was accurate. All that changed when the pressure mounted on him. He did not play well the last month, and you can't get away from that. But I think it was the result of other influences creeping in on him. So he says it's the pressure, and Johnny Manziel comes in now, and he said, and Couch saying, I expected him to struggle, not to the degree he did, but to struggle. I thought there might be flashes of plays where you think, whoa, unbelievable, did he extend a play and hit a guy? None of that happened, but I did expect him to struggle. The situation, the playoffs, Cincinnati's defense is good. They do things to confuse you. It was tough to watch him and see how frustrated he was. He's only been used to success, but this was a different game. The rest of the season, though, Couch saying about evaluating Manziel. I think it's fair. I think that it was more Bernie was blasting, et cetera. And it's one of those things where, and I like Bernie. I've talked with Bernie a lot, and I think Bernie is a very great football mind. And I think he's saying, you know, the culture of Berea of the last 15 years has been bad. But I think, at least in my mind, there has been a shift in that, and you're hoping that it can, you know, change here. I think there's been a shift and there has been some positive momentum, but it's going to take time to play that out and to quiet these things. And Mike Pence sent his press conference today. I didn't hear any of this when we were 7-4, but now that we're 7-7, we've lost three in a row. This is all coming out.
Absolutely. And I think also too, just to make reference to the Tim Couch portion of the dialogue and his reference to the quarterback position, you have to look at how we judge successful quarterbacks in today's day and age of the National Football League from a league perspective. And then also, too, is how you look at them from a career perspective. And then also, too, post-career, meaning Hall of Fame and those things being moving forward, is it's playoff appearances and Super Bowl appearances and MVP appearances. And also, too, there are statistics associated. And lastly, statistics associated with their name. And I think at that point, the point I'm trying to make is, at this point, Brian Hoyer was not doing enough to maintain as a winning quarterback in the National Football League. And the reason why I say that is Aaron Rodgers and the guys and Brady and Manning and those guys are Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Yes.
And every single year they have to basically deal with all the most pressure. You're talking about Johnny Manziel as your backup is putting you on pressure. How about the pressure to win every single season? And in Green Bay and in New England and in Denver, giving the kind of money that they give to those quarterbacks, the pressure to win for
and be great.
And be great every single season, because we saw in New England this year when they lost to Kansas City that one bad game by a 35 or 36-year-old quarterback, and people were calling for his head as Garoppolo being, you know, aren't they so smart to have drafted Garoppolo and Brady's washed up and all these great things. But yet he gets right back. He wins again and proves himself again. And Brian Hoyer, in my eyes, has been given an opportunity to show what he's got. He's got a significant, and he got 1 week too many in my eyes, you know, when it came to Mike Pettine giving him the start against the Colts. And he was who we thought he was. And he played the same way and did not. He succumbed to the pressure of winning.
Right.
Not his backup quarterback or his contract. If he maintained that winning nature, he would still be the starter. He would still potentially be here in Cleveland next year and secure a significant amount of money as the starting quarterback for this organization. But he did not. He succumbed to the pressure of winning weekly in the NFL.
And it is tough. And I know people like to jump on what happened for Johnny's first game. Let me remind you, Peyton Manning's first four games in the NFL, he threw three touchdowns and 11 interceptions. He had three interceptions in each of his first two starts, and things worked out pretty well for Peyton Manning. I mentioned earlier, Troy Aikman was shut out in his first game in the National Football League, and things worked out pretty well for him. I thought he went on to have a very nice career. If you look at Eli Manning threw exactly one touchdown pass in his first five starts. He threw six interceptions and was in no way, shape, or form even close to even sniffing 200 yards. He finally hit the 200-yard mark in his next to last start that season, his eighth, when he threw for 201 yards. He was brutal. He had a game of 6-for-21 for 148 yards and two interceptions against Philly. He didn't complete more than 50% of his passes until his 6th start against Pittsburgh, and he's gone on to win two Super Bowls. Playing quarterback in this league is not easy. Johnny Manziel came out and struggled, as many rookies who have gone on to be good have. I just don't understand why people, it's almost like there is a delight in seeing him fail. And if you're a Browns fan, whoever the quarterback is, it's not if I'm smart because I said I like this quarterback better than the other one. Who cares? If the Browns are winning, that's all that should matter. And you should be a fan of this organization. I hope that you do feel that way about this organization. Now, you can have your guy. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of being a fan. That's part of what's fun about it. But I think it's just amazing to me for a team that has gotten to 7-7, has shown some very good things defensively, at times looked decent offensively. It has been, you know, a very, very difficult situation for, I think, this team this week, coming off of a game where they played bad. You know, we talked about with Jim Leonard. He's seen a lot. Jim Leonard's retiring at the end of the year. He said it on our show yesterday. He is not playing again no matter what. He has no reason, and he's seen a lot, to come out. He can call it exactly how he sees it. There is no...
He owes nothing to anybody. The Cleveland Browns anymore.
And he
but
was
two football games.
Optimistic about where this thing is going. Feels like there is a very good situation here, and he's seen healthy situations, championship situations in both Baltimore and with the New York Jets, AFC championship situations with the Jets anyway. And I it's just interesting. I think that there obviously has been a problem here organizationally for 15 years. You don't have the rut that the Browns have been stuck in, but I do think that the people here are very smart that are in charge and are working to fix it. Jimmy Haslam wrote significant checks to get rid of people that he thought were not the right people, to bring in new people that he thinks are. And you need time there. You need time for him. You need time also to evaluate Johnny Manziel. You're going to need things in the NFL do take time. And I think what's happened this year is that it was so quick to get to 7-4 that everybody kind of really forgot about things and forgot about the deficiencies and what the expectations were coming in this season. The Browns took advantage of a portion of their schedule that was very favorable and got four of their wins in that portion. They have taken advantage also of the NFC South, which has been the worst conference in football, three of their wins against the NFC South. So when you factor all of that in together, the Browns are probably, in many cases, not as good as their record indicates, in some ways not as bad as their record the last three games have indicated. But the answer is somewhere in the middle, and it's a process that I believe they're headed in the right direction.
It definitely is, and I think for me, and what it boils down to, and it's not an excuse by any means, because it happens to football, many football teams each and every year, is that injury bug. The injury bug that crept into this early in the season with the loss of Alex Mack, then continue to creep and just remove players who are playing their best football, who are Pro Bowl football players, and the way in which they were playing just crept in and stole them off this roster. You look at Tashaun Gibson, Carlos Dansby, Phil Taylor. I already said Jordan Cameron. I talked about Alex Mack. I mean, those are huge contributors. John Hughes, another potential starter. That's six starters that we've been missing. And mind you, there are other football teams in this league, New York Giants being one, that are worse off than the Cleveland Browns, and their record depicts that. But then also, too, Nathan, I've been a part of football teams that have been very lucky, and you stay healthy, and you start 22, you know, your opening day starters, 19 of them or 20 of them are your week 17 starters, which is why you finish at 10-6 or above, and you have an opportunity to make the playoffs and get into the tournament, and you're hot at the right time. And more so than anything, you're healthy with the people that are making the big checks, and they're proving their worth each and every Sunday. And we can't say that's happened here. It's been tough. We beat bad football teams where those injuries didn't catch up to us. But when you play a good football team, you get exposed. And in your case, as you said many times the last couple days, when you play a physical football team, you know, when you get a physical starter and a physical mentality of another team playing against a backup, against a team trying to prove something like the Cleveland Browns, we're deficient.
Yes, and sometimes that can be exposed, no question about it. This is an interesting point when you talk about, you know, not sticking with the quarterback here for all this time. In my opinion, you look at these quarterbacks that left the Browns, where did they go and have success? Where were they? Did they latch on in the NFL and, oh, they just weren't utilized properly in Cleveland? It never happened with any
right.
of those
who,
guys.
Who
the Browns haven't had the quarterback, and that's something they're still looking for. There's no question about it. I don't think there are any excuses for the Browns. I don't think every team in the NFL's got injuries. I think that ultimately, though, when you look at this team and look at this organization and where it was a year ago, to feel that there have not been positive steps taken, I think, is erroneous. Time will tell, and you can all say, oh, yeah, you were right or you were wrong. And I think people just like to jump on everything so quickly and be so negative. That's the right of the fan these days.
You're right. And to be very frank with you is, you know, we're giving you our opinions. I don't care whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong. As long as the Cleveland Browns are taking a positive step in the right direction and they're winning, I don't care. I'll be wrong 10 out of 10 times if they win on Sunday. And it's an enjoyable product.
That's what I'd like to see. And for the most part, we've gotten that.
Yes, we have.
I think for the most part, we have gotten that from the Browns. All right, when we come back, we're going to get your thoughts on all these comments and the Browns, which is amazing that right now it seems like there's an organizational referendum out there that people need to answer to. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here. I'll be here with you for the first hour. Michael Regai jumping in for the second hour when I go to shoot Sunday Strategy down at WKYC.